Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Gimel. We are holding two lines from the bottom of the page on daf Samach Beis and Beis. We are at Tanan Hasam on daf Samach Beis and Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizecher Nishmas, Rebetzin Pesi Yenta, Bas Yisrael Aryeh, Rebetzin Weiss, and Neshama should have an aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. So we're again holding at the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis. The Gemara right before this, the Mishnah on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, is going to discuss both the length and the slope of the kevesh that goes up to the Mizbeach, of the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach. Then the Mishnah is going to shift over to, just like we had Ezu Mekoman of Zvachim, and all those details about who gets to eat it and how it's eaten and where it's done. So we have this Mishnah sort of Ezu Mekoman Shel Menachos. All of those same details as far as a carbon mincha is concerned. It's just one Mishnah, one Gemara, and then we move off of the issue of carbon mincha already by the bottom of the page, because we're going to have an entire mesechta that's going to deal with carbon mincha. But then, but in that little brief piece of Gemara in between these two Mishnayos, the Gemara is going to discuss whether, although the kmitza is done in the azara, can it also be done in the heichal? Can it even be done in the heichal? And similarly, carbon shlamim, can a carbon Shlamim shechted anywhere in the Azara? Could it be shechted in the Heichal as well? Meaning, do we assume that there are certain places that are too kadosh, that you're not allowed to go to the Heichal to do the Kemitza or the Shlamim? Or do we assume that no, that's totally mutter? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to discuss the Chatas Ha'of and five other things that also have to be done dafka in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah is also going to talk about which direction you would walk when you got to the top of the ramp to do things on top of the Mizbeach, and we're going to give the rules for that. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that a Chatas Ha'of and a Karban Mincha are both done at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the Hazas Hadam of the Chatas Ha'of, as well as Hagashas HaKarban Mincha, is done at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to tell us that even though the Mishnah is very specific about the place of the Hazaa of the Chatas Ha'of, the Malika of the Chatas Ha'of can really be done anywhere. The actual Malika, where they killed the bird from the back of the neck, which corresponds to a Shechita, although it's not a Shechita, that could be done anywhere. The whole Hakpada about the specific place is only as far as it relates to the Hazaa. So let's begin. Tanan Hasam. HaKevesh HaMizbeach Shishim Ushtayim. The Kevesh and the Mizbeach altogether is 62 Amos. Says Gemara, wait a second. The Mizbeach was 32 Amos. The Kevesh was 32 Amos. 32 plus 32 is 64, not 62. Hani Shisin Varbahav, which should have been 64. And so Gemara, Nimsa Parecham Al Yisod Va'ama Al Sovev. No, it's 62 because the Kevesh would overlap the Mizbeach by two Amos. Included in the 32 Amos in the Mizbeach was the Amma of the Yisod and the Amma of the Sovev, but the Kevesh went all the way up to the top of the Mizbeach, to the Gaga Mizbeach. So that was two Amos in already, and that's how we get to the total of 62. The Achorim are bothered by the whole Cheshbon over here. If the Kevesh was 32 Amos, but the Kevesh was on a slope, so the space on the floor that the Kevesh took up should not have been 32 Amos. You know, when the Mishnah Midos discusses the Shetach of the width of the Azara, the Kevesh and the Mizbeach take up 62 Amos Bekarka, 32 for the Mizbeach, 32 for the Kevesh, but the overlap, but the Shipua, the Kevesh, then is close to 34 Amos. So which is it? Is the floor space 32 Amos, or is the Kevesh itself 32 Amos? If the space it takes on the floor is 32 Amos, then the space it takes on the slope is going to be way more, is going to be 34 Amos. So the Birchas HaZevach suggests that 32 Amos is Bekarkois HaKevesh. That's on the floor level. The shear of Rami Barchama, which is 32 Amos, is the orech of the kevesh on the karka, that when you would go up the kevesh, it would obviously be a longer walk. And Sefer Tzon Kachim, he suggests that the 32 Amos, no, is the shipua of the kevesh, and in fact it was actually a little bit less than 30 Amos long, because that's the way it works in the karka. But on the karka would only reach until the yisod, but just like the mizbeach had a yisod at the end of the kevesh, there was like another yisod on it that the kevesh sort of rested on, meaning there was a little bit distant from the mizbeach, and it sort of had to rest on this other Yisod. Very difficult. The Pashtus is what you have to say is that the 32 Amos of the Kevesh means not the length of the Kevesh as you walk up it, but the length of the Kevesh that it took up on the floor, the bottom of the triangle, so to speak. So that's the Pashup Shat. So says Gemara, Amrim Bar Chama, Kol Kivshei Kvashim Shalosh Amos Le'ama. Whenever you make a ramp, all of these smaller ramps, you always have the incline as 3 Amos of walking to for each Amma of height that you're going. That's a normal incline. Chutz mikivsho shel mizbeach. Except for the kevish of the mizbeach, they made it much less steep. Sheyesholosh amos umechza ve'etzba ushlish etzba bizachrusa. The way they made it was three, for every amma of height, you were walking 3.5 amos plus an etzba plus a shlish etzba bizachrusa, measuring with wider etzbaos. So that's just a mathematical equation that the Gemara is figuring out, that if the length on the floor is 32 amos and it needs to get 9 amos of height, that's how the math is going to work out. So if your kids ask you why they ever need to know geometry, when are they ever going to need to know it? So they have to learn Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel and many other sugyas and shas where you need to know it just to figure out, okay, right triangle, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, and what does that mean as far as the slope of the kevesh? So wonderful. That's the Tosus over here raises a question. He says, okay, why did they have to do this? Why is it that it was that the kevesh on the mizbeach had to be at less of an incline? Because they were carrying heavy things up the kevesh. They were lifting big animal parts to bring them up the kevesh. So it would be very, very challenging otherwise. So Tosus raises the question, if you assume that kol mizbeach was bedorum kai, that the entire mizbeach was in the south, and the mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made was also 10 amos tall. We had a machlokas about, but he assumed that the mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu was also 10 amos tall. So the kevesh of Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach could, in the Mishkan, they didn't have as large of an area to fit it. It could have been at most 20 amos for 9 amos of height. Because the Rocha of HaChatzer in front of the Mishkan was 50 amos in total. The southern half of it is therefore 25 amos. The Mizbeach itself was 5 amos. So the Kevesh at most would have only been 20 amos. And that's if it goes all the way to the extreme wall. So 20 amos to go up 9 amos in height. So for each amma of Gova, you only have 2 amos and a tefach and an etzba and a shlish etzba on the incline. So that's a hiluch al yedei adchak. That's very difficult to walk up such a steep incline. And that you find that when the Gemara talks about in Shabbos and Erevin about a telah mislaket, that's considered to be a very, very steep incline that's almost unwalkable. So in Evan Alzel, in the second paragraph of Beis HaBechira, Alach Yud Gimel, he's miyashiv the Tosfos Kasha by showing that it's not exactly a telah mislaket, that it's a little less steep than a telah mislaket by doing a lot of math, a lot of geometry. But either way, what Tosus probably means by the Kasha is not that it's technically a Telah Mislaket, but that our Gemara is trying to make a big deal about the fact that it was difficult to schlep the Evarim up the Mizbeach, and therefore we had to make it on a less steep incline. So why is it that in the Mishkan there was no such concern, and in the Mishkan they were able to make it on a very steep incline? So Rav Zilberstein writes in Chashuk Echemed that maybe according to Shita Satosus you could suggest that in the Mishkan they didn't have to worry about the incline, because the that went with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar was Miyasher Harim. It made it easy for them to walk, even though the terrain in the Midbar was not always easy. There were mountains that had to be climbed. So he said, maybe what it means is not only that it leveled mountains. Maybe it means that the terrain remained the same, and any other nation that would be walking behind them or after them would have to face the same terrain, would have to face difficult terrain. But for them, it was made easy, that no matter how steep the incline was, wherever they were going, it felt like it was easy. So maybe that miracle extended to the Kevesh as well, that when they walked up the Kevesh, it was also made easy for them. That's what he suggests. I mean, you need to have some sort of suggestion, but that's what Rav Zilberstein suggests. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Says the Mishnah rather, Menachos hayu nikmatzos bekol makom ba'azara. The kmitza of a korban mincha could be done anywhere in the azara. V'ne'achalos lefnim min haklayim, but it's got to be eaten in the azara as well. Lezichre kohuna. See, this is unusual because by kachikachim we said it has to dafka be done in the tzafon, and there and it's eaten in the entire azara. Kachim kalim, it could be shechted anywhere in the azara, but then it could be eaten even outside in Yerushalayim. Here you have a korban mincha. The kmitza, it's sort of a combination of the two. The kmitza can be done anywhere in the azara, but the achila also has to be done in the azara. And only the zichre kuna can only be fed to male kohanim b'chol machol liyom v'layla ad chatzos. And it can be eaten for just one day and one night, and not even the whole night, only until chatzos. So Amar Blazer, mincha shnuk mitza b'heichal kesheira. What if you do the kmitza not in the azara, but you go all the way into the heichal, so it's you increase the level of kedusha. You go into the heichal, so that is kasher. Shekein matzinu the siluk bazichin, because we find that the siluk bazichin was done in the heichal, and the siluk bazichin is removing the two bazichei levona from the shulchan. That had the lechem upon him, and that's considered like a kmitza of the lechem upon him. We have to realize lechem upon him had a din like a korban mincha. We just think of it as stam, as breads. No, first of all, it's not breads, it's matzahs. But aside from that, it's a korban mincha. So it had a din of kmitza. How do you do the kmitza? The siluk bazichin, the removal of the 2 cents, the 2 spoons of lavona. So that was done in the heichal. So if that could be done in the heichal, it must be that kmitza sa mincha could be done in the heichal. Must have Rabbi Yirmiya challenges the kamatz misham mimakom sharagle hazar omdos. That the kamatz misham tells us that the kmitza has to be done where a zar is allowed to stand, meaning not in the heichal, only in the azara. Ben Besera Omer minayin shem kamatz b'smol shiachzer v'yikmos b'yamin. Ben Besera says, now how do I know that if you do the kmitza with your left hand, that you can go and redo it now with your right hand? And we don't say no, once you did it with your left hand, the whole thing is puzzle and it's all lost. There's nothing you can do. You just got to bring a new carbon mincha. No, you can put it back and do it again with your right hand. Tamalomar misham mimakom shekametz kvar. Misham tells me even though you already did a kmitza, you could do a. But since you did it wrong, you could redo it and do it properly. But the point is that the Tanakama had said that kametz misham. Rabbi Yirmiya had said kametz misham mimakom sheragle hazar omdos. That the kmitza has to be done where a zar is allowed to be. Sounds like not the heichal. So how can you tell me from the Bezichei Levona I learned that kmitza could be done even in a heichal? You see, clearly no, kmitza can only be done in a place where Ragle Azar Omdos. So Ikadamri Humos of Lava Humafarikla. Some say he answered his own kasha. And Ikadamri Lamele Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yirmiya ben Tachlifa. And some say Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yirmiya ben Tachlifa, Azbulach, that I'll explain to you, Lo Nitzrucha Ela Lahachshir Kala Azar Hukula. When we say that the kmitza could be done, B'makam Sher Ragle Azar Omdos, it does not mean, and not the heichal. That's not what it's coming to teach me. Then make sure you don't do it in the heichal. It means to teach me the chiddush that it can be done anywhere in the azara, because there would have been a reasonable hava amina that kmitza is more limited to a specific part of the azara. So it's telling me don't think that reasonable hava amina. Rather, it could be done anywhere in the azara, but it doesn't mean to exclude the heichal. What's the reasonable hava amina? Salka deit chamina. Ho va'ola kache kachim u'mincha kache kachim. If a carbon ola is kache kachim and a carbon mincha is kache kachim, so ma ola tu una tzafon af mincha tu una tzafon. If ola requires the northern half of the azara, so mincha should also require the northern half of the azara. So mala ola. So and therefore I need to be told no. The makom sheragle azara omdim. The entire azara, wherever ragle azara omdim, even in the southern half of the azara, you're allowed to do the kmitza. So that's the chiddush of the makom sheragle azara omdim. But not to exclude the heichal, says Gemara, that is not a reasonable hava amina. You think it's a reasonable hava amina that the mincha is limited to where the ola is limited to? Mala ola shekin kalil. The ola has certain chumras that a mincha does not. An ola is entirely burnt. By a carbon mincha, you have shiarei mincha. That's nechal kohanim. But mechatas. Maybe the reasonable hava amina to say that the mincha needs to be in the northern half of the azar. Zara is not from Karban Ola, but it's from Karban Chatas. Karban Chatas has to be brought in the northern half of the Azara, so maybe the Mincha also would, and that's why I need B'makom Shirag Le'Azar Omdim. No, but that's not a reasonable Havimini either, because Malachatas, Shekein Mechaper is El Chayavei Krisus. Karban Chatas is Mechaper for Chayavei Krisus. So if it's Mechaper for Chayavei Krisus, that's why it's got to be in the Tzafon. But Mincha is not Mechaper for Chayavei Krisus. Okay, you're right, but the reasonable Havimini is Me'asham, that just like a carbon asham has to be in the north, so too the mincha has to be in the north, and that's why I need to be told, no, kol makom sharag le'azar omdim. So it says, well, no, mala asham shekin mine damim. You can't learn anything from asham. Asham is blood. It's a blood carbon. It's not a mincha. Mincha doesn't have any blood, so maybe that's what allows us to bring the mincha anywhere. Says Marna Mikulhu. Okay, but maybe the reasonable havamin is from the combination of Ola and Chatos and Asham together with the Tzad HaShava, I could learn that a mincha also has to be done in the north, and that's why I need to be told that no, it doesn't. Makom Sharag Le'Azar Omdos. So says Mara, you can't learn from Kulu either. Malu Kulu, Shekin Mine Damim. All three of them, Ola, Chatos, Asham, they're all Mine Damim. They're all blood carbonos, and a mincha is not. So there is no reasonable Hava Amina that a carbon mincha should only be able to be brought in the north, and therefore, when we say Makom Sharag Le'Azar Omdos, it can't just be teaching me that you can bring it in the entire Azara. Of course you can bring it in the entire Azara. It must be excluding the Heichal. And now we're back to our Kasha, because Rabbi Lazar said that a Mincha Shnik Mitzvah Beheichal is Kasher, but here we have a Limud excluding the Heichal. So it says Gemara El Itzrich, Sal Kedai Dechamina Ho Luxiv Yigisha LeMizbeach VeHer Mimenu B'Kumtso. Since it links Hagasha to the Mizbeach, approaching the Mizbeach, and lifting off the kmitza from it, so I would think ma hagosha b'keren ma'aravitz drom. It's just like hagosha lemizbech is in the southwest corner. Af kmitza b'keren ma'aravitz drom. So to the kmitza is in the southwest corner. So kamash malan. That's why it has to tell me there's a different limud, a different reasonable havamina. Why I would think that the kmitza is more limited and cannot be done in the entire azara. It's the relationship to hagasha, that the hagasha is in a specific spot near the mizbeach. So too, I would think the kmitza has to dafka be done there. Kamash malan can be done in the entire azara. Rabbi Yochanan. So that's as far as kmitza. Now comes along Rabbi Yochanan and he says, not only kmitza that's done in the heichal is kasher, shlamim sheshachtan behechal ksherim. Karban shlamim is supposed to be shachted anywhere in the azara. Okay, what about in the heichal? What about if you go to somewhere even holier? Shenemar b'shachtu pesach ol moed. You're shachted by the pesach ol moed. Meaning, how do I know that shlamim can be shachted in the entire azara? Because it's supposed to be done kineged the pesach ol moed, near the opening to the heichal. Okay, so you're going to tell me that you need proximity to the heichal. That's why it's allowed to be shechted there. So it sounds like it's really a din in Heichal, and the Azara is just, you know, close enough. That Heichal would be ideal, but the Azara is close enough. So v'loye tafel chamer min ikr. So if the ikr is really the Heichal, so certainly that would be kosher, right? You're going to tell me even the tafel, even the fact that it's in the Azara is good enough. It's good enough proximity to the Heichal. So of course the Heichal itself is going to be good. So meisvei Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira omer minayin shemikifu of the chav es kol haz. How do I know that if goyim surround the entire azara and they're shooting and throwing arrows or whatever, and you can't operate in the azara, that the kohanim are allowed to go into the heichal to eat their kachay kachim? Tamalomer b'kodesh hakadoshim tochlenu va'amai neima b'chatzar al moed yechlu v'lo yitafel chamin minikir. Why do I need a fancy drasha to tell me that they're allowed to eat in the kodesh hakadoshim? Can't you say the same svara that it's a din pesach al moed in the first place, and therefore the ikr is the heichal, so of course they're allowed to eat there? Meaning, if there really is such a svara of lo yitavel chamer menikar, as far as the heichal relates to the azara, then it should be obvious that they're allowed to eat kachay kachim in the heichal. Says Gemara, an important svara, hachi hashta. You can't compare shechting a carbon shlamim in the heichal to eating kachay kachim in the heichal. Hasam avoda da adam oved b'makom rabo aminan lo yitavel chamer menikar. When you're doing avoda, it is more mistaken to do the avoda in greater proximity to your master. So you want to come closer to Ashras Hashchina when you're doing the Avodah. It makes sense that if you're able to do an Avodah in the Azara, of course, when you get a little bit closer. Achila, deinod ochel b'makom rabo. But eating, that you don't do in front of your master. You don't eat in front of your Rebbe if you're in awe. Lo ye tafel chamer mina ikr lo aminun. So then we don't say such a svara, that if you could do the Achila in the Azara, of course you could do the Achila in the Heichal. No, the Heichal is too kodesh. You're not allowed to do Achila in the Heichal. Which is an interesting svara that you see that, what kind of Achila is this? This isn't stam that they're just enjoying a party. This is an Achila shal mitzvah that they're doing. And apparently even an Achila shal mitzvah is problematic in the Heichal. This is a major discussion in Poskim about Achila bebeis HaKnesses. Do you assume that Achila shal mitzvah is mutter bebeis HaKnesses? There's stiras in Shas about this, right? The Gemara in Pesachim talks about how they would make Kiddush b'makom su'uda b'beis HaKnesses, because the Orchim, with the guests in town, would eat in the shul. So what do you mean, eat in the shul? I thought you're not allowed to eat in a shul. And not only that, they had su'udos for Ibur Hashana in the Beis HaKnesses. So is there some sort of special status of su'udas mitzvah dafka being done in a Beis HaKnesses? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that dafka for su'udas mitzvah maybe would be mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. In Chuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomo, Shlomo Kluger in Simenayim Gimel writes, from our Gemara it seems clear that even Achilas Kachim, which is definitely a mitzvah, but without a pasuk we never would have been matir eating Kachim in the Heichal. And the gether is that any mitzvah that has Hana'as Hedyot, Achilas Shtia, you're not allowed to do in the Heichal. And the same is true for a Beis HaKnesses. And he quotes a Magen Avram that they only allow a Sudas Mitzvah like Yibar HaChodesh, because what do they already have by the Sudas Mitzvah of Yibar HaChodesh? Some pas, v'kitnius. There was no kalas rosh, there was no yayin, there was no basar. So if you eat more than just some basic pasim kidneys, it's hana'as hedyot that you're not allowed to do in a Beis HaKnesses. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger says, and it's also true in the Ezros Nashim, that you're not allowed to be ochel v'shoseh for that same reason. That itself is a big discussion in Poskim. What exactly is the status of the Kedusha of an Ezros Nashim? Is an Ezros Nashim the same as Kedusha Beis HaKnesses? So nafkamin azar, can you eat there? Can you use an Ezros Nashim as a shortcut? Can a man daven in the Ezros Nashim? Meaning, you can daven at home also, but is it the same as davening b'beis HaKnesses? Right, so that may be another reason, other than the fact that if you're davening in the Ezros Nashim, you probably showed up late, you probably are talking, and you probably took a woman's seat. So, leaving all of those things out, can a man daven in the Ezros Nashim mitzad the Kedushas HaMakom Shebo, that maybe he doesn't have the same Kedushas HaMakom? So that's a question. And what the Kedusha of Ezros Nashim is based on. Is Kedusha of Ezros Nashim based on the Kedusha HaMikdash, that the Beis HaKnesses is Mikdash Ma'at, so all of its Kedusha somehow patterned after the Mikdash, in which case Ezros Nashim is clearly Kadosh, but less Kadosh than the rest of the Azara, than the rest of the Beis HaKnesses? Or do you assume that it's Mitzad HaMitzvah Shebo, that the Tefillah that's done in the Ezros Nashim is the same Tefillah that's done in the men's section, which case it might have the same Kedusha? Or no, maybe you could argue, yeah, the tefillah might be the same, the tefillah might even be greater, probably is greater in the Ezros Nashim than in the men's section, but Dvarim Shebekedusha aren't done there. There's no Kriyas HaTorah there, there's no Kaddish there, emotions, so you don't have all of the Dvarim Shebekedusha that you have, so maybe that would elevate the men's section over the Ezros Nashim. Okay, there's a chapter about it in my next Sefer Bez Hashem, we'll get to it. Okay, so says the Gemara now, says the Mishnah rather. Chatas of is a nice nasis al keren dromis maravis. The chatas of was done on the keren dromis maravis, on the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. Really, you could have done the chatas. When we say naasis, that it was done, it means the sprinkling of the blood, the azas hadam. Now, the chatas of, you would have to do malika. There's also a squeezing of the blood, and then there's also a hazaas hadam. So naasis over here means the hazaas hadam. That was done on the keren dromis maravis. It really could have been done anywhere, but this this is the place where it ideally is supposed to be done. Ushlosha Dvar Maisa also carried Meshameshes Milamata, Ushlosha Milamaila. This southwest corner of the Mizbeach was used for three things on the bottom half of the Mizbeach and three things on the top half of the Mizbeach. Milamata, the three on the bottom are Chatas Ha'of, what we just spoke about, the Hagashos, and the Hagashos of the Karban Mincha before the Kemitza, you bring the Karban Mincha to that part of the Mizbeach, v'shiyarei adam, and the Shirayim of whatever dam you have from the Chatos Achitonios, you bring to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Milamalan, on the top half of the Mizbeach, on the southwest corner, Nisuch HaYayin, they would do the Nisuch HaYayin throughout the year, v'hamayim, and on Sukkot they would do Nisuch HaMayim. I was in the OU office a couple of weeks ago when Rav Shechter was answering Shailas, and there was a rabbi that calls him up regularly and asks him like 30 questions. Just say he sits on the phone with him for an hour. And the questions very often are like, you could open it. He asks him, how often do we do Nisuch HaMayim? Like, you know, it's not like a woman is waiting for Heter Agunas, you know? Like, so you can open up a Mishnah Sukkah and see how often we do Nisuch HaMayim. But it's just like, we're marveling at his patience. He's just sitting there, not like, just slowly, carefully answering every question. So Nisuch HaMayim is only done on Sukkot. You also, he turned it into a smart question. Oh, it's Machlokas Tanayim. How many days of Sukkot you do Nisuch HaMayim? Okay. V'olas Ha'ov. And the Olas Ha'ov also is Kishi Rabba B'Mizrach, when there's too much going on in the Mizrach and they don't have the space for it. So they would do the Olas Ha'ov as well on the southwest corner on the top. Kol Olam Mizbech Olam Derech Yamin. Now we discuss what you do when you get to the top of the Mizbech, which way you go. So whenever you go up the Mizbech, you always go toward the right. Umakifin v'yordin darach small, and then you come down toward the left. Chutz mina ola legimel elu shayol v'yordin ala ekev. Except for these three, meaning specifically by the things that are done in the southwest corner, where clearly the fastest way by far to get to the southwest corner is just turn left, because you're coming up on the southern side of the mizbeach. You turn left, the first corner you hit will be the southwest corner. So that's you turn left and you chozer ala. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, what's interesting is that when the Gemara talks about why that is, that you turn left, the Gemara does not say because it's the fastest way to get there. The Gemara says something else entirely. It says, oh, because when you're walking around with the yayin is going to become mu'ushan, it's going to become smoked from the smoke on the Mizbeach, and yayin, that's mu'ushan, is pasul on the Mizbeach. That's the concern. So we want to make it a quick route so that the wine doesn't get ruined, it doesn't become pasul on Mizbeach. It's interesting. Shaila, yayin that's mu'ushan, normally we assume that any yayin that's not royal nasech l'gabei Mizbeach, you're not allowed to use for a kosher bracha. So can you use yayin that's mu'ushan for kiddush on Shabbos? So they had this shayla. Rav Zilberstein points out they had this shayla. Remember when they had those fires a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whenever it was, they had in Eretz Yisrael in Beit Meir in that area, or Yeshivas or Yerushalayim was almost burnt down. They had like a whole. So there were a bunch of people that came back to their house. They had a suffix where their yayin had a din of yayin mu'ushan, whether the yayin was able to be used, whether it had a status of yayin mu'ushan. So the etzim din of yayin mu'ushan and b'kivegur and sagos to Shulchan Aruch and Archaim Reshayin Beis writes that it's tali nemachlok Rabbeinu Tam and Ramban, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the psul of nesachim is because the yayin is ruined. So then, if it's considered ruined when it's mu'ushan, so then it's possible for kiddush as well. But the Ramban understands that the psul for nesachim of yayin mu'ushan is because it's a shtane, it's changed. So it could be that a wine that's changed is going to be kosher for kiddush. And those who say that it's possible for kiddush, the yesh ladon, is it possible b'nesachim midar raisa or not? Meaning, why is yayin mu'ushan not okay for nesachim? Is that a psul da raisa? So our Mishnah tells us, where you would go in a different direction when you get to the top of the mizbeach because of the concern of mu'ushan we're going to learn in tomorrow's daf. So the Kiriya Sefer writes in Parag Zayin and Hilts Maisa Karbanos that you see from there that the Psul Mushan is a Psul Da Raisa. Because if we're Psul Da Rabbanan, it shouldn't govern which way we go on the Mizbeach.
Mizbech, which itself is a Din D'Oraisa. So if we're only Psul D'Rabbanan that we're being concerned about, it shouldn't affect the Din D'Oraisa. So as Zilberstein points out, L'chara, that's not so clear. A lot of times the Rabbanan are able to overrule the D'Oraisa. Shofar and Roshana, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Lulav and Sukkot Shechalios B'Shabbos, Mid'Oraisa, you're supposed to do those things. Mid'Rabbanan, we don't do those things. Maybe there's B'Kum Va'asei, so we assume that they wouldn't do such a thing, B'Kum Va'asei. But anyway, that's the issue of the Yayin Mushan and the direction that you go. There's also a broader discussion as far as how far do we take this holich derech yamin? Kolpina shatapon lo yuel derech yamin. That whenever you go, whenever you have a choice of which direction to go, you always go derech yamin. One of my kids put on my Waze. They put the annoying yeshivish voice on Waze. I don't know if you know, you can get this. So they every time you have to make a right turn. This is why it's annoying. It says kolpina shatapon lo yuel derech yamin. So you have to turn right over here. So and it disrupts the shir you're listening to, because it has a whole long megillah every time you're so it's chazara of that halacha. So I had to take it off. It's ridiculous. But the question is, how far does this halacha go? You get an aliyah. So assuming that the shul has an elevated bima where you step up to the bima, which is really ideally what it's supposed to be. So do you have to walk up on the right side, or do you go the shortest route to the bima? So this is Truman, Truma Sadeshan, where Truma Sadeshan says whenever he's all of the Sefer Torah, if he can go b'Pesach Chomid b'Mizrach or b'Pesach Chomid b'Mariv, or and whenever he has to choose which way to go, he says he would go up Derech Kitzara from his place in Shul, and he would go down Derech Arucha, and he says he learns this from the fact that Hanichnas Azara Nichnas b'Kitzara v'Yotzei b'Arucha, that when you go into the Azara, you go up the shortest route and you go down the longest route, and then you go out the longest route. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simkuf Mem Aleph, he paskins this way. Problem is, Bi'ur HaGra'ah says he learns it from the Gemara that says that. There's no Gemara, there's no Tosefta, it doesn't say that anywhere. That Nichnas Azara, that you go in Derech Kitzara, and then what Yod say. You know, the Gemara says that if you're Tamei and you have to get out, you get out Derech Kitzara. But it doesn't say anything about in general that when you're going in, you go Derech Kitzara, and you go out, you go Derech Arucha. It's Mistaver to show Chavivos that you're excited, so you want to go the fastest way possible, and when you go out, you want to show, like, that you're not eager to get away from it, from Kedusha. You have such a thing at the end of Shabbos, not to run, that you want to show that you're not eager to get away from Kedusha. Okay, makes sense, but it just doesn't appear in any Gemara. And yet Shumas Deshan quotes it, and Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So Chassam Sofer suggests in the Tshuva that that's only assuming that there is no Derech Yamin. I don't know how there's no derech yamin. He tries to figure out that depending on the positioning of your body, it could be small or yamin. But if there's a derech yamin, then of course you would go derech yamin, because you're always supposed to go derech kalpino shatapon lo yuel derech yamin. That has to be the determining factor. And he even suggests, the raya of the Truma Sadeshan is that when a person is nichnas into the azara, a person is nichnas into the mikdash, meaning he's going from a place that's less kadosh to more kadosh. But when you're going within an area of Kedusha, and you're not going to a place that is more Kadosh, so then of course you'd go Derech Yamin. Maybe when it's going toward Kedusha, you go Derech Kitzara. But for sure, when you're already in Kedusha, like in a shul, and you're just going up to get an Aliyah, then of course you go Derech Yamin. Not so Pashut though. If you have an elevated Bima, the Makma Bima is actually more Kadosh than the rest of the Beis Knesses. That's why it drives me nuts in Yeshiva. We have an elevated Bima, and sometimes the easiest way to get from one side of the Beis Medrash to the other side of the Beis Medrash without, saying excuse me, bumping through guys, Baruch Hashem, full base medrash, is going over the bima. You're not really allowed to use it as a kapandria. You're not allowed to use it as a shortcut, because it's a place of elevated kedusha. Over here, where we don't have an elevated bima, so it's all one shetach, so then it probably would say that it's the same kedusha. Okay, but let's get further in the Gemara over here. Says Gemara, minani mili. How do I know that this is true? Namely, that the chatas ha'of is done at the southwest corner of the mizbeach. So Amr Yeshua Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yasum Alei Shemen, Lo Yitin Alei Levona, ki chatos hi, that it's describing a carbon mincha, by a mincha schote that comes in place of a chatos of bedali dalus, meaning this is a carbon olav yored, where if you're rich, you bring a more expensive carbon, if you're poor, you bring a less expensive carbon. So we talk about the carbon mincha that would be brought, and we said that you don't put shemen on it, you don't put levona on it, ki chatos hi. Well, wait, it's a mincha, and we're calling it a chatos. Ah, chatos kriya mincha, or mincha kriya chatos. We see that a chatos is called a mincha, and a mincha is called a chatos. And therefore, there's something about chatos that I can learn from mincha, and something about mincha that I can learn from chatos. Ma chatos tu netzafon, af mincha tu netzafon. Ah, so what I learned from chatos to mincha is that they both need to be done in the north. Rashi points out, Yodea Anisha Girsuzu Shibush, Share Lo Chatosov Lo Mincha, Ta'un Safon. Chatosov Mincha do not require Safon. Vim Tomer Mincha Schote, Chaluka, Minashar, Lachatos Behema. Okay, whatever, we're not going to get into that. Says Gemara further, Uma Mincha, this is the point though, Ma Mincha, be carried my Ravis Dromis, Av Chatos be carried my Ravis Dromis. Just like Mincha is in the southwest corner, so too Chatos is also in the southwest corner. Umincha gufa min olan. And how do I know that a mincha is in the southwest corner of the Mizbech? Detanya, because the Brisa says, oh, Shalom Aleichem. Detanya, the Brisa says, Lifnei Hashem. Brisa says that it should be done Lifnei Hashem. Yachol b'marav. So you might think that it's done in the west. Tamalomer, El Pnei HaMizbech. That's why the Pasuk says, El Pnei HaMizbech. Well, if it's El Pnei HaMizbech, so then you would assume the south. Why? Because the ramp is on the southern side of the Mizbech. So the Pnei HaMizbech, when you're facing the Mizbech, you're on the south of the Mizbech. The west is facing the Heichal, right? So the part that's Lifnei Hashem is on the west. So which is it? Is it Lifnei Hashem or is it Lifnei HaMizbech? Tamalom Lifnei Hashem. Haketzad, how do you reconcile this? Magisha Bekeren Marav Isdromis, southwest corner, Kineged Chuda Shal Keren Vidayo, right on the edge, on the southwest edge, and that's perfectly fine. That way you satisfy the Pnei Hashem, you satisfy El Pnei HaMizbech, that's how you reconcile it. Rabbi Lazar Omer Yochel Yagishem LeMa'arava Shal Keren Olu Droma Shal Keren. Rabbi Lazar says, no, differently. That different way to reconcile these psukim. You might think that you bring it to the west of the Karen or the south of the Karen. Amrit kol makom shatamotzi shnei mikraos. Whenever you have two psukim that seem to contradict each other, echad mekayim atzmo mekayim chavero. One pasuk is can be reconciled with the other one, meaning the way to if you read one pasuk literally, it will still satisfy what the other pasuk seems to require. But ve'echad mekayim atzmo mevatel chavero. But the other pasuk, if you read it literally, will only satisfy itself, but will not satisfy the second pasuk. Manichin zeh mekayim atzmo mevatel chavero v'tovsin zeh mekayim atzmo mekayim chavero. You go with the one. Which one do you take literally? Which one do you take more, as the dominant pasuk? The one that can be reconciled with the other one. The one that can still satisfy the other pasuk. It's a fascinating idea what the Gemara is saying over here. You know, we have in the Yudim Yud Shatan Dreshven every single day. You have Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Zeh. So what do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Zeh? Oh, easy. Ad sheyavo hakasav hashlishi v'yachriya b'neihem. Just find the third pasuk that's machriya, and that's how you decide what to do. Yeah, easy when there's a third pasuk, but we can't write a third pasuk. What if there is no third pasuk? What do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zeh Zeh and there's no pasuk to be machriya b'neihem? Rav Yosef Engel writes that that's what the sugya about the sugya Maseches Pesachim about whether Yantif is supposed to be lachem or lahashem. There's no kasav hashlishi, so it's a machlokes tanoim. Do you say you compromise chati lachem v'chati lahashem, right? Or do you say that no, what the Torah is doing is giving you options? Oh, kula lachem, oh, kula lahashem. Over here we have two slightly different possibilities. We don't consider the possibility that you have options over here, right? We say that what the Gemara is saying is you have these two psukim, one of them telling us that it's Lifnei Hashem on the west, the other one El Pnei HaMizbech, which is on the south. So one possibility is compromise. That one we have, the southwest corner, right? That's a compromise. It's neither really on the south nor really on the west. But the other possibility is what we're saying right now, that if one of these psukim can more easily be reconciled with the other, when you take it literally, go with that one. So kshata omer Lifnei Hashem, v'marav heichem kiamta el pnei hamizbeach. If you're going to do lifnei Hashem in the West, then how are you doing el pnei hamizbeach? Ukshat omer el pnei hamizbeach v'darom kiamta lifnei Hashem. I'm sorry. Ukshat omer el pnei hamizbeach v'darom kiamta lifnei Hashem heichem kiamta. And if you're doing el pnei hamizbeach, how are you doing lifnei Hashem? So I'm Ravashi k'sav raitanu kulei mizbeach v'tzafon kai. So he says it must be that this Tan is assuming that the entire Mizbeach is in the north, and if the entire Mizbeach is on the northern half of the Azara, then when you are on the southern side of the Mizbeach, you are also still Lifnei Hashem, because you are still across from the Pesach to the Heichal. So that's if you're going to make that assumption, that was the construction, that's how the Mizbeach was set up, then it could work, where if you do the literal southern side of the Mizbeach, you take that pasuk literally, that you're still also satisfying the Lifnei Hashem. But if you don't hold that's where the Mizbeach was, then you need to come on to one of the other explanations of how to reconcile Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Ze'ezeh. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.